You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS Filipino.
Mabuhay. Today I'll be talking sports with journeyman Krenz Carlos, basketball player that has played in the Manny Pacquiao Basketball League in the Philippines. Kumusta?
Kumusta, man. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, let's start. How did you get into basketball and tell us a bit about yourself?
So I started basketball, really. It was just in my backyard with my titos and my brother and my cousin. We used to have a mini hoop, and we used to just play in our chinelas and stuff. And then ever since then, I just really liked the sport. And about me, I was born Philippines, and I migrated over here, I think, in 1995. I was 5 years old. I went straight to kindy. And then from there, ever since, just been back and forth.
So where do you live in Sydney?
I live in Blacktown.
Cool. Can you tell us your story in the sport of basketball? Who do you play for now? Who have you met? And just anything that you just think of.
So I play for Penrith Panthers in the ABA Championship here in New South Wales. So we play against other cities and other regions in New South Wales. And honestly, I just played reps in my juniors growing up. And then I'm going to ITC camps, intensive training camps for basketball New South Wales. And then from there, just kept training every day. And that's pretty much it. I played through high school, played high level through high school, and kept developing from there.
So when did you move to the Philippines?
I've moved there twice. So after high school, I pursued college at the University of Santo Tomas. I was there for a year and a half. It didn't work out as what I thought would be. Then I came back, I studied at the University of New South Wales, and then I won a championship with the Blacktown Storm in 2012, and then moved over to Penrith ABA in 2014. And then once I graduated, I thought, you know what, give it a second shot. That was 2016. For 1 year, I played there and then came back. The second year, I played there, and then I made the decision to come back.
For us that don't know what the ABA is, what does it stand for?
It's the Australian Basketball Association. So it's the semi-professional level of basketball in Australia. It's under the NBL, and each state has its own league. And it's a good competition, man. Guys from college come back, guys from the NBL come play for the clubs.
That's cool. So I guess you can still play for the Sydney Kings or somewhere in the NBL?
Yeah, man. Definitely. That's always been a dream of mine, to kind of build that bridge for especially the Filipino-Australian community. As you know, that we really love basketball. It's part of our culture. It's ingrained in us, and it's our identity. And that's definitely something that I dream about, and I think it's still possible to this day.
Okay, you said basketball. We all know that it's something cultural, something larger within the Filipino community and the Filipino culture. But if you're not in the Philippines, does everyone know anything about the Manny Pacquiao Basketball League?
All right, so that's a good question, because it's obviously been known as the PBA, which is the topmost professional league in Philippines. A lot of people don't know that the PBA was also, I think, the second paid professional basketball league in the world, and I think it was the first in Asia. So that's where the top, the best Filipino basketball players are. Manny Pacquiao's league is similar to, it's a semi-professional league, which is under that. So it's a great opportunity for many of the locals and many of the guys who are aspiring to signed by a PBA team to play. So the benefit of that is they keep playing more games, it's televised, you get paid, and there's a possibility that you're going to be ready to be, if you get signed up by a PBA team, you're ready, you're in shape, you've been playing, been getting money, so you're ready to come in. So it's a great way for Manny to just showcase the amount of talent Philippines has.
Have you met Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, he's a bit of a shorty for sure, but his hands, good build, his hands are like...
Oh, so you played against him?
No. I just saw him like arm's length away, and he's big hands, strong hands.
Did you say anything to him?
No, he walked past, he stood in front for a bit and then just walked away.
You should have offered him a one-on-one maybe.
Yeah. Wait, in boxing or basketball?
Basketball.
Oh, okay, yeah, basketball for sure, but boxing, no way.
Something more serious. You said you've immigrated here from the Philippines. You spend a lot of time in both Australia and Philippines. What sacrifices did you have to make to get, or just to pursue your dream?
Yeah, look, that's a lot of social things I'd had to sacrifice, definitely. The prestigious and the luxuries type of stuff, buying a car, a house, and traveling the world. I'd have to put that on hold because I knew your window for professional sports is very small. So things like traveling, hanging out with your mates, doing the things everyone likes that brings fun, you had to sacrifice a little bit.
Tell us, when you went to play in the Philippines, who'd you play for? And, you know, this is something that I very much interested in. What's it like living in the Philippines?
So in Manny Pacquiao's league, I played for Valenzuela Classics. And living there, I was very fortunate to have a supportive family there. My mom and dad were able to provide me a place in an apartment in Quezon City. But I think the hardest thing about living in the Philippines was, even though I speak a little bit Tagalog, it was still hard to break that language barrier. And not in terms of the basketball. I'm talking about walking the streets. The traffic was insane. I had to learn how to take a jeep, the bus, the train. I had to really become a local to understand the city. It's just everything all condensed and rushed and hot and just a lot of traffic. So if I had a training at 4 p.m., I would want to be there at 3 p.m., but I would have to leave by 12 because the traffic was so insane. That's what you had. You had to think ahead a lot just so to be honest.
That's actually a good insight to that. I guess before you got there, how did the news break, or how did you get the news, and how did that make you feel when you got the opportunity to play in the Manny Pacquiao League?
My dad's friend told me, and at first I was like, Manny Pacquiao's league, I thought that wasn't good exposure to the PBA, but when I found out, it really was. And when they said, you got to prove yourself. So I said, all right, let's go. I proved myself, and then they signed me, and I was excited. And, you know, I was excited. It was a bit of fear, but I knew that the motivating factor for me was that I had a community back here in Sydney to really push forward. So I was excited when I...
Okay, this is a very hard question. I hope you can sort of answer it to the best of your ability. How can you grow the game of basketball in Australia? And how close is the dream of playing NBL to you?
The dream is I feel it like it's just the relationship away, I feel, into the NBL. Like I said before, I don't really know if we've really had a Filipino-Australian player even on a roster spot in the NBL. So I feel like I'm a relationship away. The community here in basketball knows me. How to grow the game? That's a really good question because it is growing. And from what I see, it's growing through social media. But we need more media exposure in terms of TV-wise. If you want kids to play, not even for the Philippines, I have to learn about the grassroots level here. If you expose them on TV, I just feel like if you live stream rep games, if you live stream national games, which they are doing, but why don't you do it on TV, do it on ABC, promote it through Instagram. And the basketball game here, as general, can learn from the other codes like rugby, like AFL, what they're doing, engaging with the community and stuff. I say that, I think I'm being repetitive on that because it is happening. But I'm telling you, man, the talent here, because we're such a multicultural country, the talent here in terms of basketball is insane. And we're just not exposed yet.
Well, exposure, in my opinion, that's easy to do. You know, all that, you can, there's a live stream that's quite easy to do. You need to find people to do it and, I guess, the funding to do that. Following from that, can you sort of describe the best athletic qualities that Filipinos might have an advantage over other nationalities?
It's the speed and quickness, man.
Krenz, you said that you studied at University of New South Wales. So what are you doing these days and what's next on the horizon?
So... next one horizon is obviously trying to achieve my dream of getting into the NBL, winning a championship with Penrith ABA, and also winning a championship with Savannah Pride, and also focusing financially on my future, working as well in increasing my professional development, man. That's what it is.
That's cool. Where's your practice at?
Crow's Nest, the exercise clinic at Crow's Nest.
Krenz, can you please finish this sentence for me?
Basketball is a lifestyle. Basketball is a lifestyle.
It's in your blood, I guess. All right. Krenz, as you know, it's more fun in the Philippines. So here's a few more questions just to get the audience to know what, you know, who you truly are. So where in the Philippines is your heritage located and which side of the Bukol tree is Filipino?
Both my parents are Filipino and we're from Pampanga. San Simon Pampanga.
You've spent time in the Philippines. Can you sing us the national anthem, please?
Lupang hinira, perlas nagsingalangan, araw ng puso, sa dibdib mo'y buhay.
That's cool. No, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. It's not bad. It's more than me. What advice would you give to other Pinoys to inspire them to further pursue a professional sporting career?
Obviously, I'll be a cliche here. Dream big. Work hard, stay humble. continue to learn, build relationships, and always, as you focus on that, focus on your education as well, and focus on other things that take you away from basketball as well, so that it doesn't consume so much of your time that it stresses you out. You want to love the game. So, you know, and on top of all of that, you know, like I repeat again, it's just humility is power. And if you stay humble and work hard, great things are going to happen for you.
That's great advice. Great advice. I actually agree with that, and I understand a lot what you're saying. So I think that comes from somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's from my parents. It's from my parents. They always told me to just stay humble. Stay humble and success, and stay humble even when you're just down low.
You're hosting a Filipino fiesta at your home. Three people, past or present, you'd invite at this fiesta.
That would be, gotta go Michael Jordan, man. Gotta go Michael Jordan. I'm a huge Dr. Dre fan, you know, Beats by Dre. Yeah, bring him over. And I would go that cooking show guy, Anthony Bourdain.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. That's new.
Yeah, because
he went to the Philippines and he saw the basketball.
Yeah, and he seems like a really smart guy too. Like, he really.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. So I'd love to meet him too.
Nothing beats Anthony's cooking, but also your mum and Lola's. But what would you serve at this fiesta?
Oh, I've got to serve my favorite dish, kare kare. I got to serve lechon, and then what else would be? It would probably be dessert. Dessert would be halo-halo. In this weather? Oh, yeah, halo-halo.
What is your favorite Filipino word apart from halo-halo?
Oh, mahalkita. Mahalkita.
It's a bit cheesy, but yeah, I'd go with it. What is your go-to karaoke song? And can you please sing us a verse?
I don't know if I have one. Probably be Usher. These are my confessions. Just what I thought. That's it.
Look, that's enough embarrassing you. Thank you for coming and meeting me and doing this interview. Maraming salamat and all the best for the future, Krenz.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.